And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, we start in the state of Colorado, who has discovered that persecuting Christians for their beliefs comes with a price tag, specifically, in this instance, $1.5 million. After spending years of trying to force graphic designer Lori Smith to create art against her religious convictions, the state is now writing a rather substantial check following her Supreme Court victory. And what surely ranks as the most pressing medical crisis of 2024, Minnesota's Essentia Health scrambled to contain the fallout from an unauthorized chicken sandwich incident. The hospital administration, which unsurprisingly provides cross-sex hormones and surgeries to minors, discovered that they had gravely violated their employees' values of respect and justice because they offered a free Chick-fil-A lunch to the staff. Brother, the Swiss, apparently tired of traditional confession methods, have decided to upgrade Jesus. That's right, to version 2.0. St. Peter's Chapel in Lucerne now offers AI-powered absolution, featuring a Swiss-looking digital savior trained on the New Testament. Parishioners can now share their sins with a screen, though there's no word on whether the AI assigns more or fewer Hail Marys than its human counterparts. Fresh from his taxpayer-funded jet trip to the G20 summit, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has solved the pesky problem of citizens prioritizing food and shelter over climate change. With nearly half of Canadians teetering just $200 away from financial disaster, Trudeau helped to explain that worrying about feeding your kids or making rent should not distract from his carbon tax agenda. Maybe he's hoping the empty fridges reduce household emissions. And a professor of media studies has finally cracked the case of America's long-standing antipathy toward Barney the Dinosaur. It turns out the resistance, especially from men, to a purple dinosaur singing about love reveals deep-seated issues with masculinity and homophobia. And the original voice actor for Barney received death threats, though scientists have not determined yet if they came from toxic T-Rexes or not. And in Oregon, where quote-unquote reproductive freedom apparently means freedom from any restrictions whatsoever, abortion numbers have hit their highest mark since 2009. The state's new status as an abortion tourism destination is paying dividends, though, with out-of-state visitors up 60% and a shiny new Planned Parenthood facility strategically placed near the Idaho border. And when asked about performing abortions at the same gestational age as viable premature births, providers assured legislators that they'll provide care, which is Oregon speak for no questions asked. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.